Hey, anyone who's listening, Miles here. It's 4 a.m. I haven't slept yet. I keep putting my head down on the pillow, thoughts racing through my mind, and then I get back up, walk around, look out the window, and just wonder what the hell I'm gonna do because. Oh, God. Where do I start? I'm just in a moment of complete fear for our world at the moment. I'm always worried that if I speak out about stuff, people that want to see the good in the world will belittle me. Tell me I'm overreacting because we all want to believe that good prevails, and it doesn't mean that goodness can't prevail, but just because good is good doesn't mean therefore everything good is going to happen. We have to work with it, you know. You can be hopeful about something, but just because you feel hopeful doesn't mean good is going to happen. You've got to use that hope to motivate yourself and motivate those around you to do what it takes to make what you want happen. I've seen some quite powerful movies lately, and already I can hear people mumbling, going, "Oh, Miles, why are you letting these films get to you?" But as I've said time and time again, it's not about believing everything you see. You take stuff in, you process it, you know, and with some of these things, I've taken it with a pinch, like a pinch of salt, but there is truth there, and the truth is what is worrying. In the next 10 years, it's already happening now, we could see the collapse of the industrial civilization we live in now. Oil is running out, and governments are panicking with the recessions. Euro is failing. And, you know, I watch the House of Commons. I watch government talk about issues. And we're on our back feet. We've been pushed over. We're leaning backwards. And we're trying to get our balance again. We're defending ourselves against the economic pressures of this monetary system. And, it's going to get worse. Every year is going to be worse than the year before. And I know there are people that aren't going to like me saying that. But, you know, I then start thinking about my friends. I think about people I work with. I think about people I know on YouTube. People who may just listen to the first minute of this. People that do enjoy using the internet. Things that we might not have if things do collapse, but I just don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I just know I've got to do something, and I'm really worried that this is going to be one of those ironic recordings where I could look back in years in the future and go, "Why didn't you go with your instinct, Miles? Why didn't you act on it?" And the funny thing is, if I do act on it and things do work out all right, I'll then be seen as someone who didn't need to do what he did, when actually, perhaps, I could be helping the situation. As you can tell, there's lots of thoughts going through my mind right now. The past 6-7 days, I have not slept until I've been absolutely exhausted, which has been about 6-7 in the morning, and it's not good. I haven't been working because I'm self-employed and waiting for the next phase of my job to need me. I don't want to be the messenger of bad news. I don't want to be that person who pops up on my friends or old friends' Facebook pages, or Miles has said something else depressing. But for fuck's sake, we need to wake up. Society needs to wake up. We need to fucking do something, because enough is enough. And if we don't act now, it's going to be too late. Because when new oil is found in the ocean, we're told there are hundreds of millions of barrels worth there. But then the news articles later on correct themselves and say actually it wasn't as big as what we thought, but because the initial report was so huge, that is what sticks in people's minds. There's this whole infinite resource paradigm we're stuck in, where people think we're just going to keep living with these resources, but it is running out. Electricity, where does that come from? It comes from machines which are powered by oil. Oil is used in everything. I don't even know why I'm talking about this on here. I guess I just feel, or I just wish someone would be out there to tell me if I should go with my heart and mind. Because I've had great people this week give me advice. Some really close friends of mine all over the world. But my heart and mind are just battling, and it's really fucking tough. It's also my nan's funeral in, what, 6, 7, 8, about 9 hours' time. So I don't feel that's really been a part of it, of why I feel how I do, but obviously that the emotion there is going to affect me. But oh my word, the Zeitgeist movement, the movie Zeitgeist, I contacted them and they want me to help out, so they're going to get back to me, so that could be something good. I'm sorry, I'm just racing around my mind and you're just listening to my train of thought as I lie in bed, just unable to sleep. Because it would be so easy, because that's how I made the decision to make myself feel better earlier this week. I thought, yeah, Miles, just go back to your life, just go back to working and doing your live shows and making YouTube videos, just have fun doing that. That's how you get on with your life. But for, you know, that's not how the fuck you get on with your life. If there's a problem out there, turning your back on it is what everyone, most people do in life. And then when there are those people that step out from the crowd and go, look, something's wrong, we need to do something, they get belittled, they get called crazy because they're outside the norm. And people at the head of government, Barack Obama, David Cameron, they may have the greatest of intentions, but they're just spokesmen. They have civil servants underneath them, researching and working on stuff and telling them what to do and what to say. And what are they told to say? What is good for the system? Everyone plays a role in society, and even if their intentions are good independently, they're still contributing to a system which may be a contradiction of that. So what if I was to maybe put together a society in which we all collectively put our solutions and ideas together and try and feed it into the current governmental system? Is that possible, or am I just hallucinating a completely ridiculous idea? I know there are going to be plenty of people who think I'm fucking ridiculous at the moment and I could be just losing my mind. Miles, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? It's not easy. I'm going to end this here. I'm going to just keep thinking about this, but it's going to stick with me every night. The only way I'm going to keep my sanity is if I get back into a routine, but a routine's not going to fix the situation. Have I always been destined to work for a greater cause than what I've done previously? I could still do those things, but maybe I've got to look at the whole picture. Maybe I have got to be one of those people that campaigns on the streets. One of those people who's at a protest with a megaphone. Or, you know, I have this urge to do a YouTube video on my channel expressing these thoughts but with more clarity. But I'm so scared of coming across as a hysterical moron. So if anyone's listening, thank you so much. And I apologise if you feel this is something I'm going to regret saying at a later time. I would say goodnight, but I'm not going to be sleeping. Just lying here with this train of thought continuing.